Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Pineal gland, often referred to as the third eye, is a small pine cone-shaped gland in the middle of the brain, and it's been the subject of fascination for years. In ancient cultures, you can see it depicted in Egyptian paintings and sculptures, also in Indian paintings and sculptures. They considered it a gateway to higher consciousness and spiritual enlightenment. And today we still do. We'll be discussing the mysteries and how you can access this powerful little gland today, and different techniques that'll help you on your journey to decalcifying so that you can expand your consciousness. So let's dive right in and get dimensional. The science is still out and evolving about the pineal gland and the role that it plays in modulating consciousness and facilitating spiritual experiences. There are ways to decalcify and awaken the pineal so that it unlocks our true potential. From a metaphysical standpoint, this gland is a link between the physical and higher consciousness. So it's a bridge to spiritual realms, and it facilitates transcendence, intuition, and spiritual insight. One of the things that the pineal does is it secretes various neurochemicals. And we'll talk about two of those. One is melatonin, and that is the hormone that controls and regulates your sleep and wake cycle. And it can influence consciousness, including your dream cycle and dreams. DMT is another chemical that your pineal produces, and it's a hallucinogenic. So it's a compound that the body naturally produces, and it's very controversial as well. Some scientists believe that it can be synthesized and released into the body. It is responsible for those magical moments and insights of deep connection to spiritual guides, to oneness, to source. Unfortunately, because of modern times and our poor diets, exposure to fluoride and stress, this little organ starts to collect calcium phosphate crystals and it stops functioning. And then we feel cut off from source, cut off from a lot of different things. How does it get calcified? Fluoride. Consumption and use of fluoride are one thing. If you do have fluoridated water, I highly recommend that you get some sort of filtration system or use an energy tool that will knock out the effects of fluoride so that it doesn't cause issues in your body. Additives, preservatives, especially sugar, are devastating not only to the other organs of the body, but definitely calcifies the pineal. Metals such as lead, mercury, cadmium, there's lots of them. They're found in air pollution, which is hard to avoid, fish, some dental fillings, excessive consumption of alcohol or tobacco use. They both cause serious inflammation and oxidative stress. And then there are some pharmaceuticals that are issues, and definitely antacids. What are some of the symptoms? Let's take a look at those. Your sleep pattern will definitely be disturbed. You may wake up in the middle of the night. You may not be able to sleep. You might fall asleep for a little bit and then get up and not be able to sleep. This is definitely a sign that your melatonin isn't being produced properly. And there are several reasons why that could happen. One is that you have too much light coming in your room. You could be sensitive to moon cycles. However, it is a good idea to check to see if you have calcification on your pineal. And if you're a dowser or a muscle tester, of course, you can check that for yourself. Otherwise, see a professional and see if they can determine whether or not you have calcification. If you've got poor eating habits, I can pretty much guarantee you have calcification. Melatonin interacts with serotonin, which is another neurotransmitter. So when your melatonin isn't being produced, your serotonin levels come down and you could become more depressed and feel really off. You'll also have a decline in cognitive function, such as memory, focus, being able to pay attention to things for a longer period of time. Fatigue and low energy is definitely a sign of calcification. And the big one is that there's a reduction in your intuition. So you're not being able to connect as easily as you used to. You'll have a lot of challenges making decisions. So if you were a big decision maker and it was never an issue and all of a sudden you're having problems making decisions, it could be that you've built up too much calcium on the pineal. Let's talk about some ways that we can decalcify. One of the best ways is to start consuming fruits and vegetables, whole foods that have antioxidants in them, like vitamin K2, magnesium, iodine, and avoid processed foods that are full of sugar. Hydration, drink lots of water. It plays a crucial role in pineal health. Drinking purified water supports you detoxing. So you're going to start eating healthy and taking supplements. You need to drink lots of water to flush everything out of your system. Meditation can really help decalcify the pineal. Just being quiet, turning the mind inward, and just allowing yourself to be will stimulate function of the pineal. Mindful meditation, visualization, kundalini yoga, all these things really can help. And if you're just going to sit and meditate, why not add some sound therapy, whether you're listening to singing bowls or tuning forks, hertz frequencies? These things will all really help during a meditative state, or go and have a sound therapy experience. You'll see how effective it is. It's fantastic. You can take certain supplements such as chlorella, spirulina, iodine, raw apple cider vinegar. Some herbs that support decalcification are gota kola and ginkgo biloba. And there's one really amazing homeopathic that I'll mention. It's called CalFlor. It's tissue salt number one. And that is a perfect homeopathic to help decalcify all things in the body, especially the pineal. Please don't go and take these things nilly-willy. Make sure that they have no contraindications to any medication that you may be taking, and consult a professional homeopathic spiritual counsel and make sure that these supplements are safe for you to take before you just start buying them and taking them. And remember, more is not necessarily better. Lifestyle change is going to play a big role, especially if you have poor eating habits and you're not just sitting and being. An awesome form of meditation is just walking in nature and just calming yourself, being more grounded. That's another form of meditation for us in the West. And then the last thing that I really want to address is sunlight exposure. Natural sunlight helps regulate our body's internal clock and supports our pineal function. Sun gazing is an amazing practice, and I spent a lot of years doing sun gazing, and it can really help our physical, mental, spiritual, all aspects of our being, and it stimulates not only the pineal, but the pituitary glands. Sun gazing involves looking directly at the sun during specific times of the day, and that would be sunrise and sunset when the rays are less intense. And it can help energize your body and stimulate the pineal. Typically, we want to sun gaze for the first hour of sunrise or the last hour of sunset. That's the safe window, so that we're avoiding looking directly at the sun during high sky. I would suggest that you choose a time that works for you and a location where you can see the sunrise or sunset even. So you want to be able to see it evenly. You have to find a nice location where you can be comfortable and relax and sit and have a really clear view of the sun. When you do this practice, you want to start slowly, very gradually, and work your way up so that your eyes adjust. And you want to be conscious not to stare at the sun too long. Take short breaks in between. When I lived in Costa Rica, I did sun gazing every day, and the sun is quite a bit brighter. And so I got in the habit of squinting my eyes. So pulling my eyelids down a little bit and slightly squinting. It's just a little bit easier on your eyes. It does help you get into a little bit more of a relaxed state. I would definitely recommend that you do that and try and be as comfortable. Put yourself in a comfortable position, because if you're not comfortable, you're not going to be able to focus on just being in a meditative state and gazing at the beauty of a sunrise or sunset. Make sure that you are not straining your eyes. And if you feel your eyes strain, stop immediately. So just remember, more is not always better. Little by little, slowly by slowly, and you can build yourself up. I never really sun gazed more than 15 minutes at a time. After you've been sun gazing for a bit, you'll find that you'll have a lot more clarity. You'll feel inner peace. And it actually helps our physical body to heal better. I think it's from the vitamin D that we're bringing in, and it's helping our bones and all different aspects of our being. It certainly supports, improved mood and helps with depression and anxiety, because you're stimulating melatonin and it is helping the serotonin production, which creates that happy, well-being feeling. Sun gazing can help us connect to our higher selves, connect to our source of life force, energy, spiritual illumination. I think the combination of sun gazing, decalcifying the pineal, sitting quiet, and allowing your guidance to come through are two powerful things that you can do together. The real cool thing about sun gazing, it can energize your body and energy centers. So your chakras, your meridians, all those things will absorb the sunlight and shed some of the congestion that might be in those chakras and help bring in new energies. So it really does promote physical and spiritual well-being. Lastly, it's one of the best things to reduce stress. I mean, sitting down at the ocean or sitting in nature, looking up at the sunrise or the sunset, how can it get better than that? You're really connecting to nature. You're calming your system down. You're releasing stress and anxiety. You're connecting to source. And you go into a meditative state that decalcifies your pineal. I highly recommend sun gazing. I just thought of two other things that you can do. Mercury's retrograde while I'm recording this, and my brain function is not completely there. So I'm going to add a couple other things that I just remembered. Crystal work. I work with crystals all the time. Choosing a crystal and laying down and putting it on your forehead can really support you in decalcifying. What crystals? Let me think. Amethyst, definitely. Lapis lazuli, sodalite, moonstone. Any of those will be really effective. So just leave it between your eyebrows and try and lay there for 15 to 30 minutes. Again, you can have some Hertz frequencies playing in the background and just chill and be with the frequencies. One other thing that you can use are essential oils. They really are a gateway to the brain and the pineal gland. It stimulates your pathways to spiritual states of awareness. Best ones to use would be sandalwood, frankincense, clary sage, and pink lotus. They're all very, very good. You can even just put a drop under your nose and just walk around like that throughout the day if you want. And then that scent will help open that gateway and decalcify. Or use the essential oils while you're using the crystals, laying down while you're listening to sound. There you go. Perfect situation for decalcifying. Decalcifying the pineal is a journey, and it's a journey of self-discovery and transformation. You have to work in to your life and your practice the things that are going to work for you. So take the things that will work for you from this podcast. Don't worry about trying to do them all. See what will fit into your life, because that's the most important thing. Diet, hydration, meditation, sunlight, crystals, essential oils, they'll all help you decalcify and tap into your full potential. As we conclude this episode, I encourage you to explore the practices that I shared with you, find out what resonates with you, and remember that decalcifying the pineal is an individual choice. Trust your intuition and honor your journey. I want to thank you for joining me today on Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Until next time, stay mindful and keep exploring.